Chapter 2. The School of My Life, December 1907 to May 1913. 1. The morning of December 23, 1907 was damp and foggy. Clara was carried out of Blüdengasse 9 in a hard-polished wooden coffin with metal corners, and the hearse headed down the slushy street to a church. After a short service, the little funeral cortege, hearse and two carriages, proceeded slowly across the Danube and over the hill to Leonding. She was buried, as she wished, beside her husband, with her own name inscribed on his marker. The family, all in black, stood silently in the misty graveyard, within sight of the snug little house they had once occupied. Adolf, in a long black overcoat, held a black top hat. He seemed even paler than usual to Gustl, his face stern and composed. Christmas Eve was lugubrious for the Hitlers. The family made a formal visit to Dr. Bloch to settle the medical bill. The total was 359 kronen, of which 59 kronen had already been paid on account. It was a considerable sum, representing more than 10% of Clara's estate, but it was extremely reasonable, since it included 77 home and office visits and 47 treatments, most of them with iodoform. The balance was paid with profuse thanks. The sisters talked, while Adolf, wearing black suit and loosely knotted tie, stared at the floor, a shock of hair tumbling over his forehead. Finally, he grasped the doctor's hand and looked directly at him. "I shall be grateful to you forever," he said, and bowed. "I wonder if today he recalls this scene," wrote Dr. Bloch 33 years later in Collier's. "I am quite sure that he does, for in a sparing sense Adolf Hitler has kept his promise. Favours were granted to me, which I feel were accorded no other Jew in all Germany or Austria." Both Adolf and Paula had been invited to spend the rest of the day with the Raubels, and Adolf turned down the invitation. He was becoming increasingly uneasy with brother-in-law Leo, who couldn't resist taking every opportunity to urge him to abandon his foolish dream of...